Welcome to the Ingrained Podcast. We are a collective of young people passionate about sharing Jesus with our local communities. We would like to invite you to join us on the first Friday of each month. All details can be found on our social media accounts. In case you've missed a program, find any past messages wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you find it to be a blessing, and we look forward to seeing you at a future event. Well, good evening, everyone. We've got Pastor Letho here.
Hello.
Letho, we made a keen error tonight, and we actually did not end up recording your message. So that's a bit of a bummer, but it gives us the opportunity now to really unpack what you said, and hopefully we can still like capture the essence of what the message was about. So yeah, talk to me. Let's start with feelings.
First and foremost, I'm about forgiveness. So whoever job it was tonight to record, I just wanted to let you know that you're forgiven, that you can still be friends with me if you want to. I hold no bad regard about whoever you are. That being said,
we are going to name names. We're not going to name names. No, it'll be in the caption instead. No, kidding. Well, so I feel things went really well. I personally enjoyed what you said at the start. There was a ton of laughter. What was the joke that you kicked off with?
Oh, basically, I was just letting people know how much fun they can have out in the country areas. Like, we grow the whole country's peanuts, and that's a lot of fun. And also, we produce a lot of the country's bacon. Ah. So when you put those two things together, you can just imagine what kind of incredible atmosphere that is to roll through the streets of Kingaroy. That's where I'm from.
Yeah,
if you didn't know, everyone that's listening. And it's just crazy. And I think people resonated with that idea that they knew how much joy I have to live out there.
Yeah, so bacon and peanuts.
Bacon and peanuts, so bacon, great combo.
Bacon nuts.
I like it. Trademark that.
I don't think that should be a thing.
We might edit that out now.
If this part hasn't made it into the podcast, So Letho, people listening to this, they can't tell. Well, maybe you can by his voice, but you have red hair.
If you can tell by my voice, you are an incredible human being, and I want to track you down so we can study you. Yes, I was born or cursed, whoever you want to term it, with the red gene. And so my expression is red hair. I have a bit less of it now than I used to, but it's still very much there.
It's looking lush, and we appreciate it. I appreciate it from where I was sitting. Letho, you did make a good joke. At one point, you said something, and Sam Melville, bless his heart, down the front, he gave you a cheer. You're the one and only person who responded. I can't remember what you said. And then you were like, typical Ranga behavior. I have one friend.
I said something along the lines of, I don't know, it was something really holy and anointed, and I think one person cheered. And I said, oh, thank you to my only friend in the front row, but I'm no stranger to not having any more friends than one because I have red hair. And I think more people were shocked that I would ever stoop that low with reference to myself than anyone else. But hey, I'm used to it. Obviously, 32 years of life, you get a few knocks and bruises, and you just make it your own. So
that's it.
But did a few lighthearted things and then just rolled into what we're talking about in Ingrain. Do you call them sessions or programs or meetings or?
Yeah, program. Yeah.
Just our ingrained programs this year, with the whole idea about like getting cleansing from our own leprosy and being washed in the river, and sort of referenced that and sort of said that our leprosy can be anything really, symbolically. Mm. I know it was very real for Naaman in that story, but it can be really anything in our lives today. And the sort of thing that I wanted to bring out of it today is what we believe about ourselves and what we believe about God can really impact the trajectory of our life.
Mm.
So I talked a bit about that, but yeah.
So just expanding on that. So like last month we had Jesse kick off our programs. He spoke on the pride side of the leprosy cleansing. Mm. So obviously the story comes from 2 Kings. And it's about Naaman and when he has his leprosy cleansed.
That's right, yeah.
So he goes to the prophet of the Lord and the prophet says, you know, wash yourself seven times in the Jordan River. Now the Jordan, it's a dirty, filthy, stinky river. And so Naaman's pride was hurt. So when he eventually came around to doing the action, it wasn't only his leprosy that was cleansed, but it was his pride. So you touched on the element of it being like what you perceive to be truth.
Mm.
Can also be a part of that leprosy that needs cleansing. Are there any...
There's a specific point that I link it back to that story with, and that's there's a line where Naaman says, like, oh, aren't any of the rivers back in my own country good enough? Why did I have to come all the way across here and bathe in this one?
Mm.
And that sort of just gave him the idea of, like, okay, well, he clearly has a belief that he's operating from there that is not really helpful to him in that particular moment, and he has to let what he regards there as truth go in order to have his leprosy cleansed there. And so that's where I got that idea of what we believe about ourselves and about God can really affect that healing that we're trying to achieve, I suppose, in our lives.
Mm.
So that's how I link it into that 2 Kings 5 story. Yeah. And sort of brought in at the start, I think, hopefully you're in the room for this particular part of it, but linking it to a particular soldier's story in World War II, and I can't really pronounce his name properly to do him like justice, but for the lack of that, he essentially was called to an island and he was given a task, and basically the US just came through and wiped the island anyway, and he ended up living on the island, hiding out for 30 years. And he was a 20-year-old man when he went to the island, and he left when he was about 50-something. And the whole reason why he was there on the island in the first place is because he held a really strong conviction. So you could say that his truth was that he the war was still going. And so he was prepared to live out his life following that truth. But in essence, it wasn't really helpful for him in the end, was it? And so there's sort of two sorts of truths that we can sort of have is the truth that is the truth. It can set us up for sort of success in our lives, or we can have truth that's not really truth. It's like subjective or perceived truth, and it doesn't help us. It sort of keeps us captive. It's our leprosy, if you will. And that's sort of what I wanted everybody to understand.
Yeah.
Those two sides of the coin there.
So what's some practical takeaways that I can apply, or someone listening to this can apply today to be able to make sure that the truth that we're perceiving is not affecting us living out like our true purpose and being cleansed from whatever we may falsely believe or what we, you know, think is true but isn't?
Well, it's the good thing, I guess, to assume from the outset is, like, we all want to be living to what is right, don't we? Like, we all want to make sure that our lives are heading in the right direction based off the right belief that we have in our life. But the sort of thing that I brought out tonight was, like, the two ways which we can assure ourselves that the truth that we're living according to is actually truth is by comparing it to what Jesus taught and then comparing it to Jesus himself and what he showed us. Mm-hmm. And I think it was John chapter 8, verse 31, but fact check me on that one. I don't have my notes in front of me. Where Jesus says, if you follow the things that I've taught you, you will experience the truth and the truth will set you free.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
So the way to answer your question in a roundabout way is how we beat our own or cleanse, we're cleansed from leprosy, you could probably say, is by becoming free, but that freedom is actually found in the person of Jesus and what he taught.
Mm.
So that's in a really short summary of what we sort of went around and talked about.
So it's found in both the following of Jesus and also in knowing...
In the life that he prescribes, you could sort of say.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And where is the best place for us to understand, like, what Jesus was and how he was?
Well, it's just by reading the Gospels and just really taking time to think about what it is that's been recorded, because obviously they recorded it for a reason. So it's trying to teach us something, right? So if we align our lives to that, then we'll have true freedom in our lives. Freedom from leprosy, freedom, whatever symbolic leprosy you have, is the point I was trying to make out. And so I sort of brought it back to my own life too, you know, like that whole, you know, that primary school game that we all play in the yard, like stuck in the mud.
Ah, yes.
And I sort of, you know, you couldn't get out of the mud unless someone came along and freed you from that state you were in. It's sort of the same as what Jesus does for us, right? We can't get out from our own understanding and thinking. We need to look to someone else to do that. And that's sort of what Jesus has done for us in our own lives. Helped us to become free of all those truths that aren't really helpful or not truths in and of themselves that keep us bound. He sort of freed us from that.
Yeah. So you need someone who is truth to show you what truth looks like in a practical and real way.
There's so many statements in the Gospel of John, and I brought out a few of those tonight, where Jesus himself says, I am the truth. If you want to know what truth is, look towards me. I came to testify about the truth. There's heaps and heaps, and I could go on and on and on, but for the sake of a short podcast, go check it out for yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, fantastic. Any any closing thoughts you wanna share with the ingrainers?
I suppose too, I shared right at the end that, you know, as intellectual as that can sort of be and as wordy as all what I've said already can be, in my own life, this is something that I've experienced. Like for so much of my younger years as a young man, I believed things about God and of myself to be true, but now I know looking back, they weren't true at all and they kept me bound. And so it's only by walking with Jesus and engaging with a life with him that I've been able to realize that and let that go. And so it's a gradual process, and we can't expect ourselves to be 100% sure the moment we accept Jesus. It's a gradual process of walking with him and learning from him that we know what truth is and how to be free.
Yeah, wow. That's great. And if you do want any further questions answered, or if you have anything that you want to chat to Letho about, or if there's any questions or any way that Ingrain can help you, feel free to reach out to us on our social medias. We'll be more than happy to either put you in contact with Pastor Letho or get you connected in with a local church or a connect group or some way that somebody can support you on your journey and help you perhaps find some truth or some purpose from your life. Well, thanks very much, Letho, for joining us. Would you like to close on a word of prayer?
Yep, it's been awesome to be here, Matt. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, anytime.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we've been able to share, not only in this podcast summary, but also tonight. And Lord, I just want to pray for everybody who's out there who perhaps is going through or trying to discern what truth is in their life and how that can free them. And I just pray that you will be with everybody and that you will guide them, and may we find strength in the words of Jesus and in the life that he lived. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Letho, and thank you, everyone. We will see you next month.